were to Columbus Circle, the gaudiest, the most violent, the lonesomest mile in the world.
Broadway's My Beat, starring Larry Thor as Detective Danny Clover.
Where the twilight lies against the city like gray speckled gauze, ripples off into another world. It's the street of the hurry-up steps, the fast questions, glances, the seekers after the special smile. And you walk it because once Broadway touched you, you can't rub it off, like me. Until a part of it flung itself at me and tore across the face of the night and took me to an alley.
Danny?
Yeah, where, Muggerman?
Up here, the alley. Go on, beat it. Get away from here.
Meow.
Oh, yeah. There he is, Danny. Shot.
Kid. Say about 19.
You'd say about right.
Huh?
Yeah. Kid carried his life in his inside coat pocket, wallet, stuff.
Mm-hmm. Fighter.
And clippings. Must have been pretty good. Jack Giorno. They mean anything to you?
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
Giorno. It's like I've heard it. Well, maybe because I follow the fights closer. Yeah, let's see that now, will you, Danny?
Hmm?
You see? 36 fights, 34 wins. Good record. Mostly club fights in small towns, but a good record.
Small town boy come to fight in the big city, huh?
Yeah, so it looks.
To find a local address?
Yeah, 63rd Street YMCA. Here. I guess the kid overmatched himself, huh, Danny?
A kid enters the city and it's going to be easy. His fist will knock it over. A left jab, a right cross, a little sweat, some pain. It's all yours now, kid. The golden lights that scream your name. The golden women that whisper your name. Sweet and easy, like wild honey. But the dark alley, that you didn't count on. You'll lie in the blood of your death and try to explain how it was going to be to the attentive cats. At the YMCA, a courteous fella poked a courteous finger into a pigeonhole and came up with a note that said if anyone wanted anything of Jack Giorno, to contact him at Sal Boone's gym on West 49th. Then the courteous fellow explained the advantage of a Y membership to a fellow of my type. I thanked him, told him I'd consider it. First, I wanted to talk it over with the fellows at Sal Boone's. He understood. Sal's gym was like 1,000 others. Training quarters for other kids like Giorno. A side street arena for the ambitious, the bums, the has-beens, the punch drunks. And over it all, like the muscular mother hen gone to fat, Sal Boone.
The left! Get him a left there, kid! That's it! That's it, boy! That's a nice boy! Pretty boy! Oh, hi, Danny.
I'll talk to you, Sal.
I did something?
I'll break it off up there, Sal. I want to talk to you.
Oh, well, I'm on it. A minute, Danny. All right, crowd him, kid. Come on, crowd him. Crowd him, crowd him. Smother him. Breathe in his face. Let's go to paint now, kid. Ah, not a hook. The hook, boy. Ah, Dow Chow. You're Dow Chow, baby. Now pick up your worthy opponent and explain it to him what you did to him. Only not here, someplace else. Nice policeman wants to talk to me. Ah. Hello, Danny. How are you? It goes?
It goes, Saul. Kid named Jack Giorno.
Giorno? Oh, very promising chicklin, Danny. Papa Hammond Giorno should win fame and fortune and many girl chicklins.
Was he here today?
Sure he was here. He's been here every day since he blew into town. Where else would a kid go for motherly advice? Fist a couple, he's speaking, but the mother, Saul Bloom.
When did he leave here?
Oh, around 7. I was teaching him a few things. In the middle, he gets a phone call. Says he's got to go. What, a chicklin like Giorno's got to go? You don't like... What's the matter, Danny? Giorno did something?
No.
Well, then what's the mishmash? With police, with questions?
Under him. The kid was shot, Saul. To death.
Huh? A chicklin like that to die. That breaks the heart, pushes the pieces under the garbage can.
You know anything else about him, Saul, besides...
Into the private life of my boys, I never pry, Danny. All I know is how to tell him to behave nicely in a squared circle.
He must have made friends.
Oh, sure he made friends. That Hawaiian shirt over there. See, hey, Billy! Billy Dawson, come over here a minute. You must have seen Billy fight Danny when he was good. No, he's worn out. Rapidly deteriorating into a bum. Oh, Billy. Hi, kid. How's the chap?
What do you want, Sal?
This is Danny Clover, champ. Detective. It's him who wants.
Oh? You think I can get you what you want, Mr. Clover?
Oh, talk nice, Billy. Our friend here's looking into the murder of Jack Giorno, so talk nice.
Giorno? Murdered? Oh, he's a good kid.
Yeah, murdered. An alley. About an hour ago.
An hour ago, huh? Just about the time I was given a heavy bag of workout, right, Solly?
Sure, Billy, sure.
Like I said, Mr. Clover, he was a good kid. Me? I talked to his manager. About fighters, you talk to their managers.
Who would that be?
Oh, the same as mine. George Fuller. His place is down the street, the Miller apartment. He'd be glad to help you. George is helpful. Ask him.
I'll do that, Billy.
Pretty late, huh, Buster?
You're George Fuller?
And what, Buster?
I'm Danny Clover, police.
Oh, come on right in. No offense meant to Buster and all. Take a chair, you like.
Yeah. Thanks.
I was having a beer. There's a couple more banging in the icebox.
No.
Like I said, I didn't mean to make an offense. You're the law, huh?
I work at it.
Working now, aren't you? I've got something to do with it?
You got a fighter named Jack Giorno?
Ah, sweet kid. Sweet fighter, Danny. Fast. He'll come. He'll be there when he learns.
He won't learn. He's dead.
Oh, come on, Danny.
Dead. Murdered in an alley.
I told him. What are you going to do with a kid like that? After all, I told him.
What'd you tell him?
What did I tell him? To behave himself. To keep his nose clean. A kid like that.
Like what?
Young. You know what I mean? A comer. A future. All he knows is what's in his fist. How do you keep him out of trouble? He gets in the ring and looks over his shoulder to see how many women are in the audience. Then he proceeds. You know what I mean?
Not exactly, Mr. Ford.
Women.
Jack Giorno got along, huh?
Got along. What are you going to do with a kid like that?
What women?
With ears, Buster. He could pick and choose.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. With red hair. Jenny Dorsett.
Jenny Dorsett. I met a man named Billy Dorsett tonight.
You met Jenny's husband. What's left of him. He used to be good. Now there's only what's left of him. You know what I mean?
Where do I find Jenny?
I'll write it down for you, Denny. I told him to keep his nose clean. What do you do with a kid like that?
You can enjoy the music for a spell, and you can go away. It's busy inside.
It is? Who?
Yeah, that's right. Who?
Danny Clover, police.
Oh, good evening, police. Come in. Just stop being busy inside.
You didn't tell me who. I told you. You tell me.
Yeah, natural. Mickey Crystal, light heavy, weight 173. Height 5'9", hair black. Color eyes. Sea green, she tells me.
Danny Dorsett?
Jenny Dorsett tells me. Come on in, approve it. Open your eyes, Jenny. I brought you something.
Nice.
What is it? It's a policeman. Named Danny Clover.
It's a lot. It looks like it could be kind. Oh, cool. Thank you for bringing it to me, Mickey.
Mrs. Dorsett.
You're a present, so call me Jenny.
Mrs. Dorsett, I want...
Not always do we get what we want. I want you to call me Jenny. No. About Jack Giorno, huh, Danny?
About Giorno.
He's dead. They stopped the music on the radio to tell me Jack Giorno was dead. I cried, then they started the music again.
Hey, look, it's 8 o'clock. I better get out of here.
Not till I let you, Mickey. Nobody goes away from me till I let him.
I'll be late, Jenny.
Tell me again how you did over that boy in Philly.
That you like most of all, don't you, Jenny?
Tell me.
Yeah. It's okay with our friend. I'm sure he's here to spend his time.
Okay. Tell her.
Yeah. Listen, Jenny, listen, Pete. I took him in a second, see? In the first round, I cut him. It hurt him how I cut him. So in the second, I went after it, but I teased him. First hard, like coal iron on his stomach. I didn't want him to know what I was after. Then in the throat, and then the cut.
okay with you, police?
What do I get you?
Sal Poon is my mother, like all the other boys.
Hi, Jen.
Jen?
We were talking about Giona? Is that what we were talking about?
Who wanted him dead, Mrs. Dawson?
Not me. You see how I am, so you know it wasn't me.
Your husband, then?
Billy? Not Billy.
Billy doesn't care about Giona, but Becky, Nikki?
Maybe he cares. Who cares what Billy cares?
Maybe Billy. Not you.
Once I did a lot. Because Billy was a tiger then. Sleek. Beautiful. Hungry. Mean like a tiger. You seen Billy lately?
Saw him at the gym earlier tonight.
I mean, you seen him fight lately?
No.
If you had, I wouldn't have to explain to you about Nikki and Giona. Billy was like them once. Maybe that's what I see him, huh? The old Billy.
You know, Ms. Dorset, I don't care. You'll forgive me. All I care is who killed Giona.
George Fuller and Billy and me were sitting in a restaurant a few weeks ago. Giona walked up to us. First time any of us ever laid eyes on him. After that, what Giona and I talked about was about Giona and me. There wasn't room for anything else. So how would I know who killed him? Anything else?
Not now.
It is with regret I am letting you go. Goodbye, Danny Clover.
Oh, huh? Oh, Danny, make out like you're solving a crime. Like you're thinking. Like you're stalking a footpath. Got it.
You know what are you doing? It's 12 o'clock. It's midnight.
Oh, the best kind, Danny. How do you like it, Danny? A pixie camera my elder saved up for so I can take pictures of my compatriots at work in flight. So far, I got Smotherman with a magnifying glass.
Do me a favor, Gino. Gino, get up off the floor.
I was only taking an angle shot. Okay. What favor?
Put the camera away. Talk to me, huh?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Certainly.
What did you find out about Jack Giona?
Oh, he was a good little fighter, Danny. You sent a wire to Ohio from whence he came.
Hmm?
They wired back. He was a good little fighter. Leastwise, that's what I gathered from the record.
Did a police record come with it?
Indeed, and to wit, a minor fracas involving one woman and husband who went with. $50 fine, which I consider quite normal for such goings on.
What else?
The telephone.
May I?
Certainly.
Danny Clover speaking.
George Fuller, Danny. Oh, what? Oh.
What's the trouble? What is it?
Get down to my place, Danny. Get here. Bring somebody. Hurry.
Well, what happened?
What happened? What?
Mr. Fuller.
You better get down.
Where?
My place. You better get down here, Buster.
Whew.
Okay, where, Fuller?
In there. Right in there, Danny. Whew. Something. Huh?
Something. What would about do it? The bruised face, the hair tumbling against the tortured throat, the body suspended from a tarnished light fixture, the scarf of many colors that held it there, hanging clockwise around, then reversed itself. Around. Head bowed down in some coy dance. Her name was Jenny Dorset.
You are listening to Broadway's My Beat, written by Morton Fine and David Friedkin, and starring Larry Thor as Detective Danny Clover.
There's this about Broadway. It's got pride, big pride. It's proud the way it can ferret out secrets. The secret between a man and his wife, for instance, or a man and himself. Broadway paid for it, kid. That gives Broadway a right to get on the radio and on the street corners and scream the secret to 8 million people. The one juicy secret I was denying Broadway, just for a little while, just long enough to get police work done without Broadway's biographers drooling at my shoulder. The secret of a girl named Jenny Dorset. Girl hanging from a light fixture. The secret of the doctor examining her. The secret of the men photographing her, bemused by the movement of her suspended body, wondering at what speed, at what lens opening best to catch the swing of death. They wave the doctor away and he comes over to you.
Danny, a cigarette?
I left mine back.
Yeah, sure. Here, Dr. Simpson.
Thank you. That makes the carton I owe you. Remind me, huh?
How long, Doctor, like that?
An hour. She's been dead an hour. I think she must have begged for death longer than that.
Huh?
You must have seen it, Danny, the way she was beaten. Her face, her throat, her body, too. Oh, and a piece of cloth clenched in her hand.
Hawaiian print from her husband's shirt. I've seen it before.
She must have pleaded with him to kill her. To stop hitting her and to kill her. Oh, Danny, Danny. You and me, what are we doing in this?
Yeah. And it's kind of disgusting, isn't it, Buster?
Huh? Who are you?
No offense, Buster. I just mean it's disgusting the way Billy beat Jenny up and then hanged her. That's all.
George Fuller. Dr. Sinsky, there's this place.
Mm.
He found Jenny like this, he told me. He called me up on the telephone to tell me he found her.
Yeah, that's me. George Fuller, site manager, promoter, all-around good guy. Don't go away, Doc. Everybody says George Fuller's a good guy. Oh, the doc don't care.
One thing, George. How come Jenny was here in your place?
You think I killed her? You think I could do a thing like that to Jenny?
That's not what I asked.
You couldn't be wronger, Buster. The doc said it was an hour ago, didn't he? An hour ago, an hour before that, and an hour before that. I was at Sal Boone's gym. A lot of people saw me all the time, especially Sal. Ask him, Buster.
Huggerman?
Yeah, Danny?
Call Sal Boone's gym. Ask him if Fuller was there tonight, an hour ago, or two or three, just like he told me.
Okay, Danny.
Now the question I asked you before, George. How come Jenny was here?
I don't really know. I'm lying, Buster. I do know.
Well, tell me, George.
Patience. It's hard to tell. I don't like to tell it about Jenny. Especially, you know, she's like that.
What about Jenny?
A fighter, Mickey Crystal. You know him? A fighter. Mickey Crystal came to me. Asked me the use of my apartment. I gave him the use. That's why Jenny was here. Yeah, and Mickey had a date, and this was the only way they could meet.
Danny, Fuller was at the gym, just like he said.
Thanks, Margaret. You think Mickey, don't you?
I think what you think, Buster. I think Billy Dorsett, her husband. Because that piece of Hawaiian shirt you found in Jenny's hand, that's Billy's shirt. You know it, Buster. I think he found out about Jenny and Mickey Crystal and...
Yeah. Margaret, I'm going after...
Don't go after Billy to his home, Danny. He ain't there.
No?
No, I called to tell him about Jenny here. He wasn't home. Try the Bel Air, flea bag on West 47th. That's where Billy holds up when he's had a strain. Try there, Buster.
$2 a day, mister. And that'll be right now because it's in advance, whatever you got on your mind.
My name's Danny Clover. I'm...
Danny Clover, huh? Well, that's a twist.
Police.
Uh-oh.
Makes a difference, huh?
Oh, I don't know. A policeman once slipped in.
Looking for a man named Billy Dorsett.
Dorsett, huh? Ain't had a Dorsett in here since...
Let's see the register. Let's see it.
You got it. You got it.
Right here, a man registered at 1 o'clock this morning.
Hey, what do you see there?
Right here. Can't make out his name.
Yeah. Couldn't be Dorsett. Dorsett starts with a D. This name don't start with nothing in the alphabet. Unless they changed it since I've been in school.
What room did you give them?
14. Down there. Turn right.
Thanks.
Hey, don't turn left, mister. Turn right.
Something I could use, but right now we'll take the time I needed. I went back to headquarters and sent out an all-points bulletin on Billy Dorsett. I waited. I dozed. I waited some more. Dozed. The dawn from my office window woke me up. I pulled down the blinds. Dozed. At 10:30, the headache caught up with me. It was composed of several things, among them the fact that Billy Dorsett hadn't been picked up, and the thought maybe Billy Dorsett hadn't killed his wife. It was all so pat, so easy. Easy as the call I had to make.
Danny, 11 o'clock in the morning. Who's alive at 11 except Kicklers and her mother, Mother Bull? Danny Glover also?
I want Mickey Crystal. Is he here, Saul?
Danny, what happened to your wholesome face, your classic head? Who's been at him, Danny?
Mickey Crystal here? That's all I want, Saul. Mickey, now. The big tears later.
Well, he's in the dressing room, Danny. Number 3. Boy's rubbing him down. Mickey had a hard night.
3? That way?
Uh-huh. It ain't sporting what they did to your face, Danny.
Whatever it is that stands there watching me, boy, tell her to go away.
Me, Mickey. Yeah. Danny Clover. Turn over. Sit up.
Ah, go away.
Do like I say, Mickey.
Okay. Turn me over, boy. Now, sit me up. Yeah, keep working on the neck. Oh, good God.
Where were you last night, Mickey?
You asking a friend?
There's a policeman who's hungry for a murderer. Where were you?
In that case, I'll tell you. Find out anyway. I was out of town.
Where out of town?
In Harrisburg, PA. I flew out.
You're lying.
Oh, along the spine, now, boy. Oh, I came along the spine.
Where were you?
You think they hit me, Mr. Clover? Don't. Because I was in Harrisburg last night. When you find out that I tell the truth, you're going to be sorry.
You're at George Fuller's apartment with Jenny, where Jenny was beaten and murdered.
Who told you?
Is that where you were?
I was supposed to be. I asked to be. After I got back from Harrisburg, I was looking forward to it. But I never got out of Harrisburg, not till dawn.
Prove it, Mickey.
You prove it. With the Palomar Arena, Harrisburg, PA.
What happened to keep you there all night?
An accident.
Tell me about it.
I hit a man too hard. If you don't believe, check. You'll do that, huh? Check.
So I did. I checked. Went back to the office and sent a wire to Harrisburg. Then I waited. The time I needed. Time for the clean sheet of white paper. And the questions to be written down on it. And the doodles. And crumple it up and miss their waste paper basket with it. Another clean white piece of paper. Now it looked like Billy killed his wife, motive jealousy. But who killed Jack Dono? Motive maybe the same. Not Billy. He had an alibi. The connection between the two murders, the common denominator. What?
Take your head out of your hands, Danny. It's me.
Oh. Hello, Jim.
Come with a message from Harrisburg.
Okay, let's hear it.
Briefly, this. Mickey Crystal did indeed fight in Harrisburg last night at the Palomar Arena.
Go on.
He won the fight so decisively, his opponent did not get up after he was knocked down. Mickey was held till said opponent was out of danger. Towards morning, they let Mickey go, received a purse of $500, and so forth and so forth.
Oh, maybe the so forth, huh?
Yep. Sincerely yours, the management, Palomar Arena, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Ask a foolish question.
Your head still hurt, then?
Yeah, a little.
You figure this Billy Dorsett did it to you?
We got a pickup out on him, but no action.
Billy Dorsett, huh, Danny?
Someone who knew how to use his fist. Probably Billy.
Well, forgive for intruding upon your brain, Danny, but how did Billy know his wife was in Mr. Fuller's apartment when she was? Who told him that?
Who told Billy Dorsett his wife was at Mr. Fuller's place?
You're repeating myself.
Only one man, Gino. Just one man.
That beer is all gone out of the icebox now, Danny. Sorry you can't offer any.
Don't bother, George.
You look like a man with a problem, Buster. I'll bet the problems you police...
My problem for the day is over.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Danny. Phew. Wish mine were.
I'm on your bigger ones, huh?
I slipped? Did I do that?
There wasn't anything you could help.
I'm glad to hear it. I'd hate myself if it worked out. I slipped.
You told me Mickey had a date with Jenny.
So?
You told her husband, too. Her husband was a fine murder weapon, George.
So that makes him a murderer.
Uh-huh, that's right.
You too.
Figure it for me.
Will you?
Well, Billy boy, just talking about you. Come in. Make it a party. Sit down.
Yeah, we've been looking for you, Billy.
Come in.
George asked me first. He even said sit down. Anyhow, I'm tired and I want to sit down. George said sit down, and while you were saying George pointed a gun in your back.
Huh?
A little insurance until we close our deal.
You going to buy me, George?
Name your price, but try to keep it low. Remember, Buster, I'm not too loaded.
You're going to give me Billy as the murderer?
Him? Money, too. Do it this way, Danny. He killed his wife. We all agree to that, huh? Don't we, Billy? We all agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I killed her. You wanted me to, didn't you, George?
But you killed John, didn't you, George?
As long as we're making a deal, Danny, yeah, I killed him. I needed to prove something to Jenny. Something to make me attractive to her. The kind of woman she was.
And it didn't work out. Did she laugh at you, George, like she's been laughing at me?
Oh, but...
Laughed at you, huh? That's why you called Billy here and said she was meeting a man at your apartment, so he'd kill her.
You know what, Billy? This policeman is the only man who knows we're both murderers. I've got the gun. You can do to him what you did to Jenny. It'll be easier.
We can try. We can really try.
Don't be a fool, Billy.
Billy. Billy. Him. The police. Don't be crazy. Billy.
Crazy Troy. Stop here, you crazy Troy. Crazy. Crazy. I'll fix you. Fix you. You never had brains. You never had any.
Drop the gun. Drop it.
There. Crazy. All because of Jenny. A woman like that. You helped a woman like that.
Broadway, when the crowd gives up, goes home, the lights buzz fitfully, die. Then it's a street of dim moonlight and dark whispers, the wind of the night, the wind that scatters everything gently. Yesterday's headlines, yesterday's dreams, yesterday's people. It's Broadway, the gaudiest, the most violent. The lonesomest mile in the world. Broadway. My beat.
Broadway's My Beat stars Larry Thor as Detective Danny Clover with Charles Calvert as Tartaglia. The program was produced and directed by Elliot Lewis with musical score composed and conducted by Alexander Courage. Radio and television service.